All right. Thank you so much, Scarlett, for joining for your final presentation. We're going to jump right in. So, passionate about politics for the SIP program, Scarlett started looking into the struggles of those who are involved in the political scene. From there, she engaged in thoughtful discussions with her market, not only about political beliefs, but also about ethics and personal values. With newfound inspiration in the world of ethics, Scarlett decided that she wanted to help people find local resources and businesses that could supply them with the products and services they need to live a life led by their ethical values. The idea of helping people with ethical purchasing began to interest her more and more as she realized how a potential solution to the struggle of not being able to find local businesses that align with one's values could be used by not only the market she initially had in mind, but also by her loved ones. All right, so first off, what is the problem your project is focused on solving, and who is your target market?
So my project is focused on helping people make purchases that align with their ethical values. My target market started with people who had an interest in politics, but changed over time to focus on people who struggle to find accessible local businesses with services and products that match their personal values ethically. For example, my mom became a member of my market as she told me that she wanted to use more native plants in her garden. She believes that because native plants are better suited for the local environment, that they require less resources and have a smaller environmental impact than non-native plants. After she told me this, as an entrepreneur, my goal was to find her local businesses that allow her to buy more native plants through moral business practices.
I love that. So you talked a little bit about how did you discover this problem?
Well, I discovered this problem using social media initially. I was feeling a little lost with what I wanted to do with my project, as my market was initially people who were interested in United States politics. Since I was struggling so much to find people to interview for that market, I decided to shift my attention for a few days to getting data through the internet. I decided to send out a Google form on various social media platforms like Facebook and Reddit to gain more general knowledge about the people in my market. That's when I decided that I wanted to focus more in the realm of ethics because I got one response to my form that really stuck with me, personally and emotionally. It was someone who was expressing that they felt like because of the system we live in as a society, they cannot find the resources to live by their ethical values. That was like a moment for me where I felt like I could really connect with the people in my market, and that was the initial spark of inspiration to go into the idea of ethical purchasing.
I love that. Yeah, I remember that moment as well. So what inspired you to work on solving this problem?
Well, I initially got my inspiration when I got received that response to my Google form. However, my motivation grew exponentially because as I continued throughout the process, I began to see how the issue affected people close to me. As I previously mentioned, my mom was a part of my market for this project. When our class began doing interviews and starting to learn about beta testers, I remember sitting down at the dinner table with my mom and talking to her about how I was struggling to find people to interview. She asked me about my market and issue, which led to us having a deep discussion about native gardening and the struggle of ethical purchasing. The image of the joy on my mom's face when she could finally have her dream garden made me realize that I was on the right path working on ethical purchasing, and it created a big interest for me in the problem I was trying to solve.
I love that. And why is this problem meaningful to you?
Well, one of the ways this problem became meaningful to me, aside from having my mom in my market, was because of how connected I felt to the people in my market. Through doing various interviews with people in my market, I realized over time how relatable their stories were to my own life. The more they talked about their struggles with living by their ethical values, the more I realized that I also sometimes struggle to live by mine. I could relate to their stories about wanting to purchase more clothing, but struggling with overlooming concerns in the back of their mind about unethical manufacturing and child labor. I found that the problem that I was deciding to focus on really connected people because at the end of the day, we are all consumers with our own sets of personal beliefs.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely empathize with that too. So, what is the name of your solution and how would you describe it in one sentence?
So, accumulating all the things I just talked about, I had the idea for the solution called Implement Delaware. And it is a database which can help people in Delaware find local businesses which have products that can support them in their journeys to purchase ethically.
Great. And what's your value proposition?
For people with strong ethical beliefs who want to make more ethical purchases, Implement Delaware is an online database that allows people to discover resources and local businesses that can help them shop, work, and live by their ethical values. instead of having to spend hours doing individual research through potentially unreliable sources, Implement Delaware provides a convenient, all-in-one, and easily accessible place for people to find reliable and local spaces.
I love that. And can you tell us about three experiments you conducted that kind of led you to this design?
Yeah. So the first experiment I already mentioned a little bit, which was sending out a Google form to gain more general knowledge about my market. My overall goal of this was to gain that knowledge and also connect a little more with my market. So to break down the process more of doing that, I created a draft of the form and added some questions. Some of them were personal. A lot of them were about politics, since that was my initial market. I then created various social media accounts for Reddit and Facebook, and I spent hours just looking through different groups, trying to find people who might be interested in filling out my form. I had to apply to a lot of different online groups and stuff and fill out applications to get in, and it took a lot of time. But at the end of it, I ended up getting less responses than I'd hoped. However, I'm thankful that I did it because I gained a lot of direction in my project. Since I was talking about my initial market was people interested in politics, just that one response I got completely shifted my project altogether. I also learned that through doing forms, you can gain a lot of information about your market. For example, I learned a lot of the people who were willing to fill out my form felt very strongly about politics on one end of the spectrum or another. I learned about the advantages of using social media and the disadvantages of using it as an entrepreneur. It was really nice to be able to reach out to people quickly and remotely and to such a wide range of people. However, it was limiting because I couldn't ask them follow-up questions like I can in a face-to-face interview. Also, missing that face-to-face aspect made me feel a little disconnected from my market because I was missing that human interaction, being able to read each other's facial expressions and just body language and talking. Nonetheless, I'm extremely grateful that I ran this experiment because it gave me that initial push and spark of inspiration I needed to dive more in the market of people in ethics. Another experiment that I ran was the idea of taking things on one problem at a time. So my second experiment was basically talking to various individuals and trying to find ways that only they could live more by their ethics and make more ethical purchases. The goal of this experiment was to begin building business contacts for the database I plan to create, and I got the idea from a recitation we did where we were brainstorming. As I mentioned a few times, I started by talking to my mom about her problem with wanting more native plants in her garden. After learning about her issue, I was able to reach out to various businesses through email, looking to learn more about their practices regarding native plants. I ended up being a little disappointed with the outcome of this experiment, as I did not get as many responses as I thought I would. I still felt that I had enough information to refer my mom to local businesses with products for her, but I failed to find as many as I had initially hoped, which was a big learning lesson for me about the entrepreneurial process. From this experiment, I learned that so much of the process depends on the responses of others, so it's important to be very eloquent and timely in reaching out to people, and that you really need to make them feel like they want to be a part of your project and that there's a gain for them. I also repeated the experiment again with a friend from school. She was telling me how she wanted to purchase clothes more ethically, but had concerns about the environmental impact of shopping online and from various businesses online. From there, I got in contact with various thrift stores locally and referred her to them while also explaining to her the benefits of purchasing clothing secondhand. She told me that she was open to this, and that helped me realize that sometimes you should offer solutions to your market that might seem a little abstract or that weren't already in their heads. If you can prove the solution to be effective, your market might get on board. Repeating the experiment helped me gain more confidence in moving forward in my project, and overall just helped me gain a lot of direction.
I love that. Yeah, entrepreneurship is all about iteration and change, right? So that's amazing. Could you describe a hypothetical or real scenario of someone using your solution to solve a problem?
Well, for one of the recitations we did, we created customer personas, and I modeled one after my mom, who I titled as Robin the Gardener. We wrote a lot about their different demographics, their age, their family status, their daily life, what they do from day to day, their inner life, their interests, fears, hopes, and dreams, and the environment around them. From doing this, I realized how she could use the solution Implement Delaware to find local businesses like my mom could to help her enjoy gardening ethically. I also added a part to her character was that she was really interested in gardening more affordably. So that gave me the idea to also add money into the website so that people could shop within their price range.
I like that. Yeah, figure out all the most important factors for anyone shopping. And what was your favorite part of working on your project and why?
I'd say that my favorite part of working on the project was to make the design ideas for the website. To make the initial designs, I took some advice from one of our advisor check-ins, and I used Canva to blueprint. It was so much fun to think about not only the functionality, but the aesthetics of the website, because the aesthetics are so important to having an attention-grabbing website that someone actually wants to use. I remember asking myself questions like, what did I want it to look like? How would a member of my market react to seeing this page? And is it accessible and easy to use? I was able to get feedback on my designs from two computer science majors in college, one of them being my brother, which was super helpful. I definitely learned a lot about making an accessible website for people in my market.
That's amazing. And what's next for your project? What's your plan for moving it forward?
At this point in time, I'm not 100% certain what's next for my project. Since it's such a big scale project, time investment wise, I don't know if I'm going to continue it in the near future. I'd like to keep talking to my brother about the logistics of building a website, using his computer science knowledge, and just try to learn as much as I can about creating an online database. From my understanding, based on what I've learned so far from him, there are a few different ways to create one of those being using some kind of AI. It's something that I need to learn more about before I move forward. I also want to continue getting feedback on the design for my website, but regardless of how this project progresses, I definitely will not forget what I've learned about the entrepreneurial experience. I think that if I put a pause on my project for the time being, I might try to pick it up again in the future, as it's something that I'm still very interested in, and I really enjoyed learning about ethical purchasing.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And what's your vision for your project scaling beyond what you've created so far and the positive impact on the people in your market?
Well, I want to be able to make my database available for people with a wide range of ethical values and interests. While I'm extremely happy that I've been able to find the resources to help people like my mom, who want to use more native plants in their gardens, I want to be able to help people across all ages with all interests. I also want to be able to partner with different businesses who would like to be on the website, so there's a win-win situation for a double market of both consumers and businesses. However, I have thought that I need to keep in mind morals and making sure to only partner with businesses that I would personally support. I wouldn't want to give one business a leg up just because they were a partner, and I'd want to give thoughtful and good recommendations to consumers.
Yeah, it's a great point. Such a big challenge. What was it like going through this process in a cohort of other teens?
I really enjoyed going through the process in a cohort of other teens. It was interesting to go into breakout rooms together and just talk about our various projects. Seeing so many people my age care about important issues was inspiring, and I also learned a lot about these issues. Another thing was, since people in the cohort were from different areas, I got to see how different problems affected different parts of the country. I got a lot of helpful advice from my peers, and it was empowering to have a space where I could talk about my struggles and successes and not feel like I was going to be judged.
I love that. And a huge congratulations, Scarlett, for not just completing the final presentation, but also just doing an incredible amount of work over this entire program and really creating something that I think has a lot of legs. So yeah, huge congrats, and thank you so much.
Thank you.